Cleaning condenser vs evaporator coils. The practical differences between cleaning an outdoor condenser coil and an indoor evaporator coil. Direction of rinse. Cleaner choice. What fouling does to each, and how to avoid bending fins or damaging the coil. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is, both coils are heat exchangers, and both lose performance when they're dirty. But they get dirty differently, sit in different spots, and call for different cleaning approaches. The condenser lives outside and eats grass, dust, dryer lint, and cottonwood. The evaporator lives in the airstream behind the filter and gets coated with a fine dust and biological gunk that slips past the filter, often glued together by condensate moisture. How you clean each one matters, because doing it wrong bends fins or drives debris deeper. How it works: a coil transfers heat through thin aluminum fins bonded to the tubing. Dirt on the fins is an insulating blanket and a blockage to airflow. On the condenser, fouling traps heat in the system. The coil can't reject heat. Condensing temperature and head pressure climb. The approach widens, capacity drops, and the compressor runs hot. On the evaporator, fouling blocks airflow and insulates the cold surface. Airflow falls. The coil runs colder than it should. The split goes up, and in bad cases the coil freezes. Same physics, opposite ends of the system, different consequences. In the field, condenser coil outdoor. Kill power at the disconnect. Confirm it's dead. Clear the obvious debris, grass, leaves, cottonwood, by hand or a soft brush. Rinse from the inside out, the opposite direction of normal airflow, so you push debris back out the way it came and rather than driving it deeper into the coil. On most condensers that means rinsing from inside the unit outward, which often requires removing the top slash fan to get access. Use water and a coil cleaner rated for the coil type. Low to moderate pressure. A garden hose or a gentle coil rinse, not a pressure washer that folds fins flat. Straighten bent fins with a fin comb or the right fin spacing if needed. Evaporator coil indoor. Power off the air handler slash furnace. Gain access. This is the harder, tighter job. Sometimes the coil has to be pulled. Use a no-rinse evaporator coil cleaner or a foaming cleaner designed for indoor coils, where heavy rinsing isn't practical and there's a drain pan to carry off runoff. Confirm the condensate drain is clear so cleaner and loosened gunk flow out, not into the pan and onto the floor. Rinse direction, where access allows, is again against normal airflow. Verify the drain pan and trap flow afterward. You just washed a lot of debris toward them. Normal values and targets. Result of a good condenser cleaning. Head pressure slash condensing temperature drops back toward normal. Approach tightens back toward about 10 to 20 degrees depending on the unit. And discharge temperature comes down. Result of a good evaporator cleaning. Airflow recovers. Evaporator split returns to the normal about 16 to 22 degrees band at normal airflow. And the coil stops running abnormally cold slash freezing. Fin spacing is typically on the order of 12 to 20 fins per inch. Use a fin comb match to it. The wrong comb tears fins. Common faults and what they mean. Clean the condenser. Head pressure still high. Check the condenser fan running. Correct rotation. Right RPM. Look for recirculating hot air. And only then consider charge. A dirty coil isn't the only cause of high head. Clean the evaporator. Airflow still low. Check the filter. The blower wheel it gets cake to and is often the real culprit, and duct restrictions. A clean coil behind a filthy blower wheel still chokes. Fins flattened after cleaning. Too much water pressure. Flattened fins block airflow as badly as dirt. Comb them back out. Acid coil cleaner used carelessly. Aggressive cleaners can damage fins, the cabinet, and your lungs. Use the mildest cleaner that does the job and follow its dilution. Evaporator keeps refouling fast. The filter is bypassing or underrated. Biological growth may need addressing at the source humidity. Drain pan. Tech tips and gotchas. Rinse against the airflow. On both coils, push debris back out the face it entered. Rinsing with the airflow drives dirt deeper into the coil where you'll never get it out. Don't pressure wash a fin coil. High pressure folds aluminum fins flat. Folded fins block airflow worse than the dirt you removed. Gentle flow plus the right cleaner does the work. The blower wheel is the hidden airflow killer. Techs clean the evaporator and forget the squirrel cage blower wheel, which loads up with dust between the blades and loses a huge chunk of its CFM. Check it whenever indoor airflow is low. Protect the indoor space. Evaporator cleaning means cleaner and water near the equipment and ductwork. Make sure the condensate drain carries it off and protect surfaces. Microchannel coils are different. They're delicate and easily damaged by aggressive cleaning or the wrong chemical. Use the manufacturer's approved method and go gentle. See the microchannel vs tube fin article. Always cut power first. Both jobs involve water near electrical components and moving fans. Lock it out. Safety/code notes. De-energize and lock out at the disconnect before cleaning either coil. Water plus live electrical is a serious hazard, and a condenser fan can start unexpectedly. Use coil cleaners per their SDS with eye and skin protection and adequate ventilation, especially with acidic products indoors. Make sure condensate handling complies with local plumbing/mechanical code, so wash runoff drains properly and not onto finished surfaces.